This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Such assholes. Such assholes.
Buzz fam. Yesterday, we pinky swore with our fingers crossed that we were going to wear Halloween costumes to work today. Stacky Moody's the one that did it. She's got the Halloween spirit.
Sure.
Will you tell everybody what your costume is?
I'm a poo.
I thought you were a bear. There's like bear colors. It's a onesie.
Yeah.
The hood is on the back. I'm like, oh, she's obviously a bear. Nope.
And then I put up my hood and it's a poo. It's a poo with eyes.
An emoji poo.
Yeah. Oh. How long have you had that costume?
Oh, a few years probably.
See, somebody stole my Furby costume once, and then that kind of ruined Halloween for me.
You had a Furby costume?
I did. It was just this great thing that you could wear whatever you wanted to underneath it. You just put it on, and it was a whole Furby with a big old mouth and stuff. And then someone stole it. And then I was like, no, Halloween for me.
Forever? For the rest of time?
I haven't dressed up since.
No!
Mm-hmm. This happened in Seattle, so it happened at least a long time ago.
They ruined it for you?
No.
Yes.
Mm.
But, Chris, you were supposed to dress up, too.
I was supposed to, but I couldn't find it.
What were you going to wear?
My muscly skin suit.
Ugh.
What?
Yeah, it's those skin suits that you put over your body.
No.
And it's
no.
Basically.
Yeah. It's like they come in colors, like it's like different colors.
Like a skin tight nylon
you
suit.
You too? Are you serious? You know, he said a skin suit.
That's why I'm clarifying. Like a skin
not
tight
it's not
nylon
actually made of
suit.
Skin.
Okay,
what the hell?
But we can't put that past Chris. So,
well,
yeah.
I mean, fair.
Thank you. Well, he worked in a funeral home. He could be collecting little pieces of John, Betty, and sewing it all together.
I'd like to try that. But my skin, you know skin suits where they're, you go over your whole body, and it's one where it has images of muscles.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So it looks like I don't have any skin.
Oh.
So it's my lack of skin suit.
Non-skin suit.
Yeah.
No skin suit.
Oh.
I think you saw a picture of it before.
Maybe. I probably blocked it out.
Yeah, that's...
Chris. I can't believe that you two were just obviously at some kind of costume when Chris mentions that he has a suit made of skin.
I mean, obviously, he has a real skin suit. Like, real skin. Mm-hmm. But I didn't think he was actually going to wear it here, so I knew what he was talking about.
Does it smell?
It's a little... I left it out in the sun.
Did
it's
it
a little
shrink?
Leathery. Yeah, it crinkles when I have. I've got to moisten it up and get the moisture back in it so I can wear it. I need some lotion for the skin.
Happy Halloween, Buzz family.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
Roll call as far as how slippery it was to get to work here today. Chris, what was your drive?
From Raytown on 350 through the plaza through Shawnee Mission was dry as a bone.
Oh,
no,
really?
Very minor slippery spots, but nothing you have to worry about.
Okay. Dustin?
Quite a few slick spots on 635. There's a couple cars off in the ditch.
Yeah.
So they have the left lane blocked like right when you first get on 635 from 29. So just a heads up there.
Whoa. They were going too fast.
Yeah.
Was it slippery at all?
A little bit.
Okay. Yeah. Stace?
Coming from Westport, Shawnee Mission Parkway, Rainbow. Minor slippery bits, but... Overall, not so bad.
Oh.
No cars off the road.
Just drive like your grandma's in the front seat with a hot cup of tea.
I was downtown. It was slippery in places. 35, though, I swear there were a bunch of slippery spots, especially where there were bridges. That sign that says bridges freeze before roads.
Yeah.
I've never lived anywhere that sign actually made sense. You're just like, whatever, it's stupid sign. I'm in California. Now it's like, oh my God, a bridge. I didn't realize how many bridges there were.
Oh, yeah. Bridges, ramps, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
It was beautiful, though, last night, yesterday.
Oh,
well, wasn't it so pretty? Yeah, I know.
God, I love snow so much.
I love snow. I hate the cold.
Well,
if I never had to leave my home, if I could watch the snow from inside and convince myself I never have to leave, I'd be fine.
I mean, you don't. You can just stay inside.
Jordan, you'd be cool with me not showing up today?
No.
Yeah. Okay. See?
No, I'm just saying it is an option. I'm not saying it's a great one.
There's agoraphobics all over the world not leaving their house.
See? Thank you, Chris.
I like how that's where you guys go, and I'm thinking, like, Dustin, I know you hate that it's cold, that it snows, but it would be really, really bad if it were warm and snowing. It'd be like an apocalypse.
Jordan Silver on 96.5. The Buzz.
Stace.
Let's give him pumpkin to talk about, guys.
That's
my
what
God.
Music. World. Local. And unofficial holiday. We're digging deep into history. Because we're all a bunch of nerds. And bringing you On This Day in History. With Jordan Silver and friends.
You guys, did you know that there were ponies in the summer at Swope Park?
What?
There were ponies.
Ponies?
In the summer at Swope Park. Well, there were until 100 years ago today. We'll get into that when we get into the front page of the Kansas City Star 100 years ago. But Dustin, let's talk music.
All right. On this day in 2011, 17-year-old Justin Bieber is hit with a paternity suit from 20-year-old Mariah Yeater, who claims the singer knocked her up in a Staples Center bathroom.
You guys remember that?
I don't remember this at all.
Oh, I do.
Here's her talking about it.
He immediately took a liking to me. And we just got to talking, and, you know, it was kind of me and him with other people elsewhere. And then he eventually asked me, he said, would you mind if we can go somewhere and be alone? And then when we got to the, what turned out to be a bathroom, his whole demeanor changed.
Stacey, Staples Center bathroom. That kind of sounds like your deal.
She ended up
dropping the suit, and she's a liar, and Bieber took a paternity test, and he is not the father! Nice.
Jerry. On this day in the year 2000, Napster announces a deal with entertainment giant BMG to make its illegal file sharing software into a paid subscription service.
And then everyone stopped using it.
Yep.
Yep,
mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
On this day in 2000 as well, Outkast released their fourth album. Mm-hmm. Featuring its number one hit, Miss Jackson.
Isn't that the album that has the song No Flesh, So Scream?
Stankonia?
Stankonia.
Oh my God. You've got puns?
I got puns on puns on puns.
Stankonia, released in
So Flesh and So...
No Flesh, So Scream. Like, so fresh, so clean.
Are you just sitting at home ready?
You have no idea how much fun I had last night.
Tell me you have more
for
the rest of the show. All right.
For the rest of the show.
Dustin, let's find out.
On this day in 1988, Soundgarden issued their full-length debut album, Ultra Mega OK, on SST Records.
So Chris Cornell said that the production was total crap on this album.
Really?
Looking back. Yeah, it was their first record. I looked at the songs that were on it, nothing that we would know, and nothing that we even play as even throwback Soundgarden.
Aww. On this day in 1970, Jim Morrison is sentenced to 6 months in jail and a $500 fine for indecent exposure and an open profanity, though remains free on a $50,000 bond pending appeal.
So he allegedly flashed his pee-pee.
Ooh!
Mm-hmm. To his audience in March in Florida. 500 photos were taken during that show. All were entered into evidence, but there was no photographic proof that he flashed his pee-pee, and he said that he didn't do it all the way until he died.
Can you imagine seeing Van Morrison's pee-pee?
Jim Morrison's pee-pee.
Jim Morrison. What did I say?
You said Van. That's okay.
Oh, God.
On this day in 1967, Vanilla Ice is born.
Yeah.
Robert Matthew Van Winkle in Dallas, Texas.
I'm a little bummed that since he was born on Halloween, he didn't name himself Vanilla Slice. You know? Slice, slice, baby.
Slice, slice. All right, stop.
All right.
Nope, all right. Keep going.
All right.
All right, keep going.
All right, on this day in 1962, Stacey, this one's for you.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
He did the monster mash. The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
All right, I'm over it.
What do you mean you're over it? That's a great song.
It is.
Are you serious?
So, one, I was going to do that for my banger. I wanted to do it, but I was not allowed.
Mm-mm.
But on a for real note, I have a real actual fact on this one. The Misfits recorded several versions of this song, And one of which was after Marky Ramone joined the band as a drummer. That was actually the band's favorite version. And Marky Ramone, I know, Marky Ramone said, Monster Mash always reminded me of Boris Karloff, which you guys know who that is?
Yeah, of course.
Herman Munster.
Oh, okay, yeah, there we go.
Okay.
Yeah, that's who I think of, too, when I think of that song.
Yeah, really? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've always liked the way the drums seem to come in out of nowhere after Igor walked across the room.
Beautiful. Mm. Hey, you guys know what tomorrow starts?
November?
Yeah, and the beginning of that Mariah Carey's Christmas song season.
Yes.
I don't like that song, even though I love pop music.
Oh, really?
I hate that song.
Well, you want to move on to regular history?
Yeah, let's do it, because we got one more day without that song.
On this day in 2017, a judge in Maui orders a man to write his ex-girlfriend 144 compliments after violating protection order and sends her 144 nasty text messages.
They got my gender wrong in that.
Oh, my God, Jordan. Sit down, Stacey.
Okay. On this day in 2014, during a test flight, the VSS Enterprise, a Virgin Galactic experimental space flight test vehicle, suffers a catastrophic in-flight breakup and crashes in the Mojave Desert in California.
I wanted to do that so bad. That's my number one bucket list thing, is to go to outer space. What?
Okay.
Might as well aim for the stars.
You're right.
Okay.
Literally.
Yes. You got a pun about that? Anyway, like, and so I've been so excited. I've been following this since, like, the 90s, right? And then it starts exploding. I don't know if I want to go to outer space anymore.
You're like, I'm okay now.
Yep.
On this day in 2011, the world population reaches 7 billion inhabitants, according to the United Nations.
We're currently at 7.7 billion, projected to hit 8 billion by 2023. So have some kids, Stace.
No.
On this day in 2003... Bethany Hamilton, at the age of 13, has her arm bitten off by a shark while surfing in Hawaii.
It happened so fast, there wasn't much time to think. The shark had just taken my arm. I looked down and saw that my whole arm was gone, and I don't know, it just kind of freaked me out.
Kind of freaked you out? That chick's a total badass, though.
That
no lie.
Was so calm.
I've followed
that.
Her story so much. She is a badass.
Good.
Badass. I mean, you gotta be after that, right?
Right.
On this day in 1992, Roman Catholic Church reinstates Galileo after 359 years.
Okay, so, right, yes. This is one of those things where they do something in 1992 that happened in the 1600s. Okay. Okay, so this is what happened. Galileo had this badass telescope, and he realized that he was going to back another astronomer's theory that the sun was the center of the universe and not the earth. So everything revolves around the sun and not the earth. Oh. But the Catholic Church hated that so much that they banned him from talking about it. He still did. Then he went on trial for it and was basically on house arrest until he died.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Oof.
Because the sun is not the center of the universe.
Mm. It's me.
That's it.
Yeah. All right. On this day in 1992 as well, Don Keller makes his 18,000th skydive. So they asked him, they said, Don, why do you keep jumping out of planes?
I got out of service and decided to try it.
And why do you keep jumping?
Because it's fun.
Because it's fun.
Yes.
18,000 times because it's fun.
Wow. I've done it once. I would do again. 10 out of 10. would not do it 18,000 times.
Yeah. 10 out of 10 recommend. Mm-hmm. On this day in 1958, the big cat, Earl Lloyd, becomes the first African-American to play a game in the NBA, scoring 6 points on his debut for the Washington Capitals. So they asked him, what was it like playing on Halloween for your first time?
I said, the game was uneventful.
And this so that your first game, and it was Halloween?
Halloween. I took it lightly. I said, well, you know, I said, man, they're not worried about me. They probably think I'm a goblin anyhow. You know, it's Halloween. They done brought this fool out in this costume.
Poor guy.
Poor fella.
I love people with senses of humor.
But he went on to say, you know, he's just an athlete. And when you're an athlete and you go and play your sport, none of that bothers you.
That's right.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
But on this day in 1941, Mount Rushmore, the monument, is completed after 14 years of work.
So the reason that they put the four presidents up there, Washington was the first president. Jefferson was someone who greatly expanded the nation and wrote the Declaration of Independence. Roosevelt represented the industrial development of the nation, but also was really big on conservation, you know, created parks and stuff. And Lincoln
was Lincoln.
Obviously.
Lincoln was Lincoln.
Lincoln
was Lincoln. That's why those four guys are up there. But could you imagine if we, like, put another person up there?
No.
Okay.
It would be weird, right?
Do you want to? I can see Obama up there.
Okay, I thought you were going to say Taylor Swift. That's why I cut you short.
I'm
sorry.
Oh, I didn't even think that.
On this day in 1938, Great Depression. In an effort to restore investor confidence, the New York Stock Exchange unveils a 15-point program aimed to upgrade protection for the investing public. Didn't work.
Not for a while.
Not for a while. On this day in 1868, standard uniform approved for U.S. postal carriers.
Cute outfits.
Yo.
On this day in 1864, Nevada admitted as 36th state of the Union.
Say the state name. Say it. What he just said.
Las Vegas is in Nevada.
Okay, good.
You think you're waiting for someone to say Nevada?
I'm waiting for somebody to say Nevada.
Ew.
It's not.
Gross.
It's Nevada.
It's Nevada.
It's Nevada. Go to Nevada. People will tell you, it's Nevada, bitch.
All right, on this day in 1541,
yeah.
1541.
This is an important thing.
Michelangelo finishes painting the last juggernaut, or judgment, sorry. The last judgment in the Sistine Chapel in Vatican City.
Yeah.
It is.
I'm sorry, his poor arm was probably real tired.
Can you imagine doing this?
No, that's so why long? I put that fact on there.
Woo!
The last juggernaut.
The last juggernaut.
All right, Jordan.
All right.
Tell me about the Casey Star 100 years ago.
Okay, October 31st, 1919. Three things going on. First, we'll update on the Liberty Memorial. The Liberty Memorial workers report campaign totals of $1,481,050.
Dear God, that's a lot of money back then.
It is, but they only have one more day to go to hit the $2.5 million goal. And then it says, quote, women workers are in a spurt, but this is a man's sized task.
Oh.
I mean,
come a long way.
Yep. You know?
So they, you know, we do know it is there. The World War One.
It is. It is there.
Monument. So
I've been there once.
They do get there. But again, I think tomorrow I'll tell you. I think tomorrow is when some stuff happens for us to be able to figure that out. Okay.
Spoiler alert.
Right? Halloween order to police. So this was in the newspaper. It's Halloween, obviously, 1919. So they want to tell people you'll get arrested if you do some of this stuff.
Oh, no.
The new state law makes it a misdemeanor punished by a year in jail to soap or grease streetcar tracks. Place obstacles on the tracks to obstruct the movement of the cars in any way. People were soaping and greasing.
That's obnoxious.
You know, what's a fun prank, guys? Oh, let's put something on the tracks of the streetcar. Like, what?
Have you ever
that?
Put pennies on the track?
No, because I don't want to get arrested by the 1919 Halloween police.
Kansas City Halloween police.
All right.
The chief of police, though, does add that he was not opposed to such Halloween sport as, quote, wearing false faces, ringing doorbells, disguising oneself in a sheet or tablecloth, and pretending to be a spirit.
Ooh.
So is it putting a sheet over yourself and being a spirit, and not the same thing?
Yes. That's how the sentence works.
I thought that was a next. All right. No. Oh, God.
All right, so last was the story about the ponies. So get this. From the viewpoint of the child, this is a quote from the Kansas City Star 100 years ago, October 31st, 1919. From the viewpoint of a child, Swope Park has been robbed of its most attractive feature. The herd of 22 ponies, which have given pleasure to thousands of children, have been sold at an auction today.
Aww.
The ponies were sold because there are many persons who will go to any extremes to the law to get money. When a child tumbled off the ponies, those persons brought damage suits. When juries heard the pets' names were Dynamite and Cyclone, damages were awarded.
Oh my God.
Children wept at the auction today. So they got rid of the ponies because some parents sued. And the
so
kids
people
fell.
Were getting hurt and then suing people.
You guys.
100 years ago. Bunch of assholes. Ruined it for the rest of us.
Don't be a jerk-o-lantern.
Wow.
Oh my God.
What kind of parent brings their child to a pony sale, though? You know, like a pony auction?
Right.
Because from what I'm getting from this story, there's just kids crying and being like, no, that pony, that was my favorite pony to ride at Swope Park in the summer of 1919, 100 years ago in Kansas City.
Mommy, I miss Cyclone.
And Dynamite.
Because and Dynamite.
Dynamite and Cyclone were the names. And because of the pets' names, that damages were awarded. Children wept at the auction today. The price for all the ponies was $1,770.50. There will be no ponies at the park next summer.
bunch of assholes ruin it for everybody, man. I wish we still had ponies at Swope Park.
Yeah. Let's get a studio pony.
No, now we have bands, like with lunches.
Oh, we do.
Yeah, that makes up for the ponies, right?
Yeah, in my opinion.
Definitely.
Oh, shut up, Stacey. That was not your original thought. All right, give them the unofficial holidays today, Stace.
All right. Well, there is one official holiday. It is Halloween.
It's not a bank.
Unofficial.
All Halloween.
Unofficial.
I was always mad that we never got this off at school.
What?
We should have Halloween off.
For what?
I don't know. Just give us another day off, for crying out loud.
I never had to really do anything.
The teacher
Halloween.
In me is screaming right now. Like, why? Why do you need Halloween off?
Because I said so.
We got to have parties, and we got to dress up and have fun with our friends.
Yeah. Now the only thing that kids can do is go trick-or-treating at, like, Target at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Tuesday.
Right? Dude, seriously, though.
And it's not like the movie Now and Then.
No.
Mm. All right, and the last unofficial holiday.
Oh, yeah. It's Magic Day. You guys know magic tricks?
Yeah, I want to make Stacey disappear.
You never know when that info will come in handy. Like maybe for your pub quiz night. That was On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and friends on the bus.
Well, it is Halloween, and the scariest thing that I've heard today, even though it's only 6:20, 6:50, is, is that Stacey wants to do some jokes.
I do!
All right, Stace.
Now, before I start, I like to think of myself as a Halloween.
My God. And so it begins.
This is how it goes.
So let's have some skele-fun, guys.
Sorry. Excuse me.
All right.
All right. Let's do some jokes.
Why did the ghost go into the bar?
Why did the ghost go into the bar?
For the booze.
Okay. All right. All right.
What do you call a witch's garage?
A witch's garage. I don't know.
Oh, a broom closet.
That's actually kind of funny.
Okay. What's a ghoul's favorite bean?
A ghoul's favorite bean.
A human bean. Oh!
Sorry, good. That's a good one.
What is in a ghost's nose?
What's in a ghost's nose?
Boogers.
Ah-ha!
Oh, this is a good one.
Okay.
You'll like this one,
okay.
Jordan.
Okay.
Why can't the boy ghost have babies?
Why would I like that joke?
You'll hear the punchline.
Why?
Because he has no Halloween-y.
All right.
Oh, Stace, you love this holiday, don't you?
I love it so much.
Oh, were you cracking yourself up?
Oh,
while
you have no idea. I was crying last night.
Oh, my God. Keep going. All you right. Got more?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
What's it like to be kissed by a vampire? Oh. It's a... Yeah?
Go.
It's a pain in the neck.
I got clapping from the audience. There you go.
What do ghosts eat for supper?
What do ghosts eat for supper, Stacey?
Spaghetti. What room does a ghost not need?
Damn, I don't know any of these.
A living room.
Oh, get it, because they're dead.
That's
She's
the
right.
joke.
She's right.
What does a skeleton say before dinner? Oof.
What?
Bon appetit.
Oh.
Oh. What does a witch use to keep her hair up? Oh, my God, this is good.
What does a witch use to keep her hair up?
I'm just getting that ready
up.
For you. What does a witch use to keep their hair up?
Scare spray.
Scare spring.
Okay, this is an easy one. This is my last one. This is an easy one. You guys can get this one. What do you get when you cross a vampire and a snowman? Which is very appropriate because it's snowing today.
Vampire and a snowman. What do you get when you cross a vampire? I don't know, Stace.
Frostbite.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
All right, y'all. If a criminal runs into your house, okay, has a standoff shootout with police, and your house is destroyed, you should probably get some money, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you'd think, right?
Yeah. Well, a federal appeals court said that the homeowner of this guy who owns this house in Colorado, is owed nothing because the police were acting to preserve the safety of the public. Here he is talking about it.
This was an atrocity that was committed against private citizens that was not necessary. Using these types of weapons, I call them weapons of mass destruction, okay, to extract one gunman that has not been done throughout American history. They told my son that they just needed to poke some holes in the house. This was a botched operation. This whole thing was a debacle of epic proportions.
Okay, so the guy, the robber, stole two belts and a shirt from Walmart. Are you ready to see the picture of this guy's house?
Oh, God. What?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Google the picture of this guy's house.
It looks like a tornado went through there.
Absolutely, through every window and everything. It's crazy.
Over a belt and a shirt?
Two belts.
Two belts.
You're right. You're right, my bad.
All right, guys, how the hell have we not done this? KC Virtual Reality, Flip Switch VR in Crossroads. It's virtual reality, and they're currently letting you kill zombies.
What?
Zombies.
I'm down.
Have you ever done VR? Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. You put the little headset on, you got the little gun, and you run around with your little friends?
I've never done it, but I feel like a zombie apocalypse would be fun.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
It would be great. Plus, they just announced that you can do it four players at a time, so we can all play.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, what? Yeah, but you've got the guy who owns it talking about it.
Yeah, the owner talking about it.
It kind of just transports you to a completely different world. So if you go in and play our zombie game, you're going to actually feel like you are there. In the zombie apocalypse.
You know, I don't know how I feel about that.
Oh, come on. You know it's fake, though. You, like, know it's fake.
I know,
Your senses are going, this is real, but you know it's fake.
Do you?
Yeah, I'll probably get sick on it, though. Yeah. I get sick on, like, swings.
Oh, God.
I do. All right, and engineers in London have cleared a 40-ton block of waste from the sewer known as a fatberg.
Oh.
My name in high school. Oh, my God, you just snort?
Yeah, Chris, why'd you snort? Anyway, it was made of fat, grease, girly things, toilet paper, and other gross stuff.
Ew.
Here's the thing, though. If you think that your job sucks, if you go to work today and you're like, oh, I hate this job, it's so horrible, the people that cleaned that fatberg had to do it by hand.
So your
job does not suck as bad as that one. Let's talk about sports.
This is Jordan Silver and Friends Sports with Dustin.
Ooh.
All right.
Gross.
I know. Move on.
All right. According to Coach Andy Reid, okay,
yeah.
Straight from the coach's mouth.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes will, quote, do a little more than he did last week in practice. Andy, that tells us nothing. All I want to know is that my homie is playing on Sunday.
He's not.
He should.
Remember, I'm psychic.
Can't we just...
Remember, I'm psychic from yesterday?
I listened to that, Jordan. You're not...
He's not.
You're not psychic.
I am psychic. Watch, okay. He won't play.
Okay.
You want to bet on it?
No, I don't want to bet on it because he's injured. That's not being psychic.
Well, this is sports. Sports, betting, sports.
Yeah, we'll get to that, actually. So the Nationals just won. Their World Series.
That's
so.
Right. Congratulations.
The kick in. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Swing and a miss. Swing and a miss.
Oh, he's hyped.
And a World Series Game 7 winning Curly W is in the books.
Curly W.
The celebration is on. The Washington Nationals are the world champions.
Hey, I just want someone to
swing
be that.
And
high.
A miss.
Swing and a miss.
Oh. Somewhere on Earth, Jack White is smiling.
He picked this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he picked this. So they won 6-2, game 7. Odd enough, every game on this World Series was won by the visiting team.
Yeah.
So when they played in Houston, Washington won both times. And then they came back to Washington. I mean, it's just been crazy.
Yeah.
Sounds like the Chiefs.
Yeah, they can't win at home.
Can't win at home. If there's any place to win, you'd think it'd be at home.
But as soon as the game ended, they announced the 2020 World Series odds. So you were talking about betting.
Mm-hmm.
The odds for the Nationals to win again, 14-1. The odds for the Astros to win, 4-1.
Ugh.
The odds for Jordan to find love this year,
1,000,000,000 to 1.
I was going to say 2-1. I really need this job.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6-9 on the radio.com app.
Halloween memes.
Memes.
Memes. Yeah, I went all over Instagram yesterday, brawless on my couch, to find the best of... Didn't have to go anywhere. My boobs were going two totally different directions.
My God.
Oh, yours too?
Yeah. Really? You're only in your early 30s.
I know. Tell me about it.
So, yeah, that's what I was finding the best memes for Halloween, and I'm going to put them up on my Instagram story if you want to screenshot and steal them. Okay, you ready?
Here we go. You're ready?
Me, hits a spider web down with a broom. Spider, wow. Okay, so it's like when you're over at your house and you're like, oh my God, a real spider. Blah, blah, blah. Me, puts up fake spider web decorations for Halloween. Spider, yeah. All right, another meme, Halloween meme. There's no age limit on trick-or-treating. You can knock on my door with a martini and a Pall Mall, and I'll still give you a Snickers.
Nice.
Oh, dude, where's that house at?
All right, another one. Yes, it's that time of year when it's socially acceptable to walk around your neighborhood with a bunch of kids drinking liquor from a coffee thermos and pounding Reese peanut butter cups.
That's
big
every
mood.
Day.
That's me.
That's every day.
Knocking on doors. There's this other one. You need to see it, but it's a picture of a witch's costume, and there's a cat sitting on it, but the cat is white. And so it says, why witches only hang out with black cats? Because the cat's got cat hair all over the witch's outfit.
The worst, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Another one, somebody going up to a door and getting a treat from Trick or Treat. The mom says, what do we say? And the first person goes, thanks, bitch.
Thanks, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Please, I want that person to come to us. And if a little kid goes, thanks, bitch, I'm going into my wallet. All right, so it's a picture of... Do you guys have a chair with clothes just on it?
Oh, yeah.
In your room?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a pile of clothes in my chair in my bedroom during the day, and it's just a picture of a pile of clothes, right? The pile of clothes on my chair at 3 a.m., and it's a ghoul just sitting there looking. Again, I'm going to put these memes up on my Instagram. What's my Instagram handle?
God.
Jordan Silver, Jordan with an I.
All right. Halloween in your early 20s, going out and looking like a snack. Halloween in your late 20s, staying in and eating all the snacks.
Yeah.
It's my early 20s.
That's yeah.
You know you're old when you're watching a horror movie and you're just excited that all the college kids are partying, they get murdered.
Yes. I relate so hard to the murderer.
Monster.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, God.
I can't relate to that.
All the college kids there, they're just like...
Hey.
All right, this is coming upon us very quickly.
Oh, no.
This is October, and he ain't no elf, and this ain't no shelf. Get ready for skeleton on gelatin.
Nice.
Look at how he's supposed.
It's a picture of four ghosts. Dustin, you'll like this one for me. All these ghosts, and I still can't find a boo.
Oh!
And finally, it's a little kid in a trash can costume. With trash all over him. And the meme says, gonna be my ex for Halloween.
We're dusting off hits from the past Billboard Alt Charts. This is Forgotten Bears on Jordan Silver and Friends.
This is the second week that we're going to do it this way, where we're going to have the Buzz family be able to vote all the way until 8:30.
Yes.
For the songs. So
all they got to do is text JSAF to 96500. They'll get a list of the songs and just follow the instructions that it gives you.
All right. And this is going to be the place where we play the songs. We are at, the standings are Chris and Stacy, one each. That is because you both were not here.
I was going to say, both of those were won by
other people, but I think it's fair. What are we going to give? We're going to be like Chris 0, Stacy 0, Pala 1, Snow Cone 1.
Yeah.
It gets too confusing. Dustin, you and I have won. Two at this point.
Two apiece.
But this is just a fun game.
Uh-huh.
Fun is game it? About songs that we may have forgotten, songs that aren't on our regular playlist, and just kind of a throwback for you. So, Stace.
Yeah.
You are our first person. Tell us about your song.
So, despite the name, it's not actually about this place, which will make sense when you play it.
Okay.
That's it. They're still a band.
Okay.
They are not coming to Kansas City. And this song charted number 62 in 2007, which is a shame because it's a great song.
Hey, the Buzz family could love it. Let's see.
Australia by The Shins.
That's right. Forgotten Bangers. Text JSAF to 96500.
Song Australia by The Shins.
Happy.
It is. It's so nice.
Weird that you picked that one, Stacey Moody.
No, I love The Shins, man.
So good. There were so many songs of theirs. Good. Your submission for Forgotten Bangers, Australia.
Yep.
Christopher Mindus.
Yeah.
You are next.
Oh, this is a beautiful song. It peaked at number 5 before Dustin was even born back in January of 96.
Wow.
some people might consider this a one-hit wonder. It did hit number 6 on the most awesome bad song list.
Okay.
They are still a band. They are not coming to Kansas City, but if you want to see them, you need to go to Delaware in November.
Delaware in November.
Yeah.
Sounds like a great place to be. All right, your banger is...
Breakfast at Tiffany's! Deep Blue something.
That's right. Vote for your favorite forgotten banger, JSAF, to 96500.
USA, we've got nothing in common.
Ah, that was Breakfast at Tiffany's by Deep Blue Something, my personal jam when I was 10 years old.
Nice.
And your forgotten banger for today.
Hey, is anybody going to play Fangs for the Memories by Fall Out Boy?
Fangs
for the Memories, got it?
Mm-hmm.
You guys, I'm just creeping it real today, you know? I'm just creeping it real.
I'm pushing this button.
I'm done.
We're dusting off hits from the past Billboard Alt Charts. This is Forgotten Bangers on Jordan Silver and Friends.
When did Stacey turn into all of our fathers? That's your joke scheme today.
Dude, it is. I love it.
It works. We got the bad pun right over here. Your song was Australia by The Shins.
Yeah.
We had Chris with Deep Blue Something, Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my submission today. I feel like either the BuzzFam's going to love it or absolutely hate it.
Uh-oh.
We'll see. The band is still a band. They're not on tour, but this song was 37. It peaked at 37 on the Billboard Alt Charts in 2005. But it was a big crossover hit. Like, it did really well in the other.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
And the story behind the song getting on the radio is basically the same story as the Harvey Danger Flagpole Sitta song, where a DJ found it, played it on their radio station, and then it became whoosh.
No way.
This song?
Yes, this song.
That's
really?
Crazy.
That's
yeah,
crazy.
DJ in Denver, which is where the band is from. So they owe it a lot. But also very good songwriters. I had a hard time picking which song of theirs I was going to play. I didn't pick the slow one from Grey's Anatomy. I picked the faster one. And here is my forgotten banger for today. The Fray. Over my head. It's a good song. Text JSAF to 96500 to vote for your favorite forgotten banger.
Turn and run when all I needed was the truth. That's how it's got to be.
In my head, I pictured Laszlo in his car on the way here dressed as a vampire. Just going, how the hell is The Fray on my radio station? But that is my forgotten banger for today. I'm a sucker for a good, memorable chorus melody.
Yeah.
That's a sing-along if there ever was one. The Fray, Over My Head, my forgotten banger. Submission for today. Chris, you did Deep Blue Somethings, Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Mm-hmm.
Stacey, The Shins, Australia. And now we've got it.
Now it's down to me.
I did some research because I was like, but your song did come out after the first Billboard Alt Charts. The first Billboard Alt Charts were September 10th, 1988.
Yep.
So
charted in 1989.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3 in 1989. They are still a band, but they are not coming to Kansas City. And there's a lot of arguments whether this version of the song is better than the remake that came out. But the remake charted at number 12 in 2004. So clearly, the original is better.
Oh, always is, right?
Always is.
All right, you going to tell us what it is?
Let's do it. It's Personal Jesus by Depeche Mode.
How is this your pick, man?
I love this song.
Do you want to vote for our forgotten bangers? Text JSAF to 96500. Wow, you guys just mouthed that and nobody sung that. I turned the mics on a little early to get you guys.
We know you. We know how you do.
Fine, whatever.
I'm done.
You have Jello in your mouth?
That's how the guy sings. No, that's not how the guy sings.
Please do the rest of the show this way.
Is that Donald Duck? What is that?
It's your mother. I'm your mother. I'm your mother. I'll stop doing that now.
Jordan Silver and Friends.
Well, it's Halloween, so I figured this is the best time to have this conversation.
Oh.
Team.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Chris and I were talking off air about the psychic that I went and saw this past weekend, and you could hear it for Mortified if you listen back to the podcast, 965thebuzz.com/podcast. Well, Chris and I were talking. He was like, well, did she tell you when you were going to die? I was like, no, she didn't tell me that information. And he goes, would you want to know
Ooh.
When you die?
Mm.
And I said, hell yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Hell no.
You wouldn't want to know what date you die.
Hell no.
Why not?
Because then you just dread it for your entire existence.
Mm.
There's two thoughts of process on there, or do you live it up until that
That's
point?
That's what I'm saying.
Why don't you just live it up until that point anyway?
Because you don't know you're going to die, because you're always working towards the future, basically.
Yeah, if I knew I was going to die, say, 3 years from now, which probably isn't far off anyway, I would be like, you know what? F this. I'm done with everything.
Right.
I'm going to, like, I can plan things out. I'm like, no longer, I'm going to quit work.
This job.
And I'll do this one.
Okay, good.
But I'm going to quit the other 17,000 jobs I have. I'm like, you know what? I'm done. I'm going to start doing tons of drugs. I'm going to start doing...
See? That's where I'm like...
Why can't
what's
you...
What's stopping you from doing that now?
Thank you.
Responsibilities!
Exactly. That's the answer. Responsibilities. If you know you're going to die in, like, I don't know, 20 years.
So all of a sudden, you know you're going to die, so responsibilities just go out the window?
Hell
yeah!
Absolutely!
Okay.
Wait, do you guys both think no? Chris, would you not...
No.
You would not know,
no.
want to know the day that you die?
Absolutely not. Because right now, I'm living my life as if I'm already going to die tomorrow, so I want today to be the best day possible.
Then why are you driving that Volvo?
if she did tell you, if you could find out how you die, or that when you're gonna die,
mm-hmm.
do you want to know how you die so you can plan accordingly that way too? Mm.
I don't want to know when. I don't want to know how, because what if the how is something like it's very, you know, just vague, swimming or traveling?
Well,
because then you'll never travel, then you'll never get on a plane, then you'll
no,
never get
you
in the
won't,
ocean.
Because right. you know you're gonna die on this day. So if I'm gonna die in 3 years by a plane crash, I know that if I fly tomorrow, I'm cool.
Really? Because I would rather not know how I die. I feel like that would F me up for, like, and make me really scared to just live. But you know, the way that you explained what you would do, I would do the exact same thing as well. Quit everything. And
yeah.
just, like, live up. There's a Queen Latifah movie like that.
I love that movie. Last Holiday.
What?
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Well, this is a huge story, Chris, that you pulled. It wasn't aliens?
No.
According to a CIA historian who spoke at a school, he explained what happened in Area 51, saying that it wasn't aliens. Take a listen.
We were building very fast planes that flew very high, and it led to a spike in UFO sightings. The fact that it was shrouded in secrecy for good reasons, it needed to be shrouded in secrecy to hide it from the Soviets, it contributed to the mystique around Area 51.
Chris, you're a conspiracy theorist. In five words or less, do you believe him?
No.
Okay. One word. He says no. Also, don't tell Tom DeLonge. He'll be pissed.
Uh-huh.
Aliens exist. All right. So when you search something on the internet, it is logged. I don't care if it's in incognito mode or anything.
No.
It's logged. So remember that, especially when you're searching Pornhub.
Oh.
Because last night, the two most searched things were, this is just so different, Harley Quinn.
Okay, fair enough.
Succubus.
Oh. What? Oh.
Yes, the demon woman that comes and makes love to you in the night.
And then sucks the life out of your soul.
Yeah. The female version of an incubus, which is where incubus got their name.
Man, they have those videos?
All right, check this out. Anyone who owns a house in Jackson County is upset about their tax bill this year because it's ridiculous. Well, a data analysis expert came in and has been taking a look at the numbers and saying that they don't make any sense.
I did not think anyone in Jackson County could trust their tax bill based on this data. It's the whole database. At its core, at the core of all their data, they're corrupt. It's faulty. It's a flawed assessment.
That's good news. Don't
pay
that bill.
Fix it?
I hope so.
Yeah, mine went up $15 a week. I need to go check that out.
Yeah, this is all crazy, but at least people are speaking up and they're finding some some stuff with it. All right, wow. And Stace, this is going to be... Let me know if this changes where you decide to eat lunch every day.
Oh, God.
A new report rates the beef being used by fast food restaurants. The beef. Specifically, the antibiotics in the beef that will, you know... They're not supposed to use them. They make them make you sick. I've got a list from A to F.
Oh, God.
Chipotle got an A.
Okay.
Nice.
Panera, A minus.
Okay.
Mickey D's, C. Subway, C. Wendy's, D plus. Taco Bell, D.
Mm. Oh, that's not bad.
And then the following roll call have F. Starbucks, Burger King, Domino's, Sonic, Olive Garden, Buffalo Wild Wings, Little Caesars, Arby's, Chili's, and Panda Express. Just tell us about the sports now. I'm going to throw up.
Yeah, let's go.
This is Jordan Silver and Friends Sports with Dustin.
Talking about nasty meat. All right, let's talk about something else.
That was Stacy's nickname in high school.
So the World Series Game 7 was played last night, and the Nationals were losing all the way until the 7th inning when all of a sudden this happened.
Will Harris deals with Kendrick.
Kendrick into the opposite corner. That one well hit. Springer looks up, and it's gone! Howie Kendrick has delivered the Nationals a one-run lead!
It was so awesome.
They never went back. They just kept scoring and scoring and scoring, ended up 6-2, the first time in franchise history that the Nationals have ever won a game. And the announcer after the game, I love him so dearly because he just has a message that everyone needs to hear.
Remember where you are, so you remember where you are right now at 11:50 Eastern Time. Remember where you are on
It's not like 9/11.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, JFK being assassinated.
Well, this is the Nationals winning the first World Series.
I know, but still. Remember where you are. Listen, this is not what our grandkids, or cats in my case, are going to ask us about 200 years from now.
Yeah, who won then in 2019.
Yes, Grandpa Dustin, do you remember where you were? I don't know why you're old.
Where you were when you were. And our feel-good sports story of the week, Jim Harbaugh, coach for the Michigan Wolverines, so Laszlo's favorite college team.
And he loves Judge Judy.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that about Harbaugh.
Well, I'm obsessed with her.
A 2020 Michigan quarterback commit, J.D. Johnson, announced his playing career is over due to a heart issue. So, despite the retirement, Harbaugh will continue to honor his scholarship. Johnson will have the option of joining the Michigan staff in some capacity when he enrolls. So he'll still be able to be part of the team, technically, and he'll still get his scholarship that he was promised before he found out about this condition.
Oh, so nice.
You know what's crazy?
What?
Is that Stacey's been functioning without a heart for a long time. I don't even... Don't have any problems. He can still play, maybe. No? Yes? No?
What's going on here?
What's happening?
Tell us. So much stuff to do, right, Stace?
You guys ready for some scary, fun things to do?
Please, yes. Tell us what's going on in Kansas City.
All right, starting with next Wednesday, the show that we've all been talking about, all been waiting for, Matt Mason at the Record Bar, dudes.
Woohoo!
Mads, creepy sold out, but sure to be an awesome show.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, Jay and Silent Bob reboot Roadshow. You guys remember that show?
Of course.
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Doing a reboot, and they have a roadshow. They're going to be at the Screenland Armor. Jason Mewes and Kevin Smith will be there, but it is also sold out.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. But
I mean, there's always a way to get tickets. You flash the
always.
Boobies.
Always.
The boobies.
I can't do
flash
that.
Flash the tatas.
Yeah, you can do it.
The boobies, if you will.
Oh, God.
All right.
I walked into that.
Also Sunday, Day of the Dead Festival at Nelson Atkins.
Ooh, yeah.
Doesn't that sound fun?
Yeah, you get dressed up. You put a skull on your face.
I just ripped my skin off.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. God.
I knew you could do that. I knew it.
All right, you guys. Saturday. Apocalypse Meow Night 2. So, Apocalypse Meow is a benefit for Abby's Fund for Musicians Healthcare with Midwest Music Foundation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Awesome, awesome organization.
You do not get healthcare when you're a musician. Like, you don't get
no.
The job. And then you've been singing. You're in these, like, bars that are all smoky and stuff. And, like, really, it's really helpful. That's a great thing to get behind.
An amazing, amazing organization. So, this night, too, is at Drexel Hall. Doors open at 6. All ages, but if you're under 18, you have to have a guardian with you. GA and VIP tickets are available. VIP is new this year. It's badass. There will be a free health clinic with the Rock Docs from KU. How adorable is that, Rock Docs?
Rock Docs.
KU Med Center offering free flu shots, colon cancer screenings. Get your rear end gear.
Yes, get your rear end gear.
And medical consultations and screenings. So attend this event if you like great local music, delicious booze, and helping out an amazing cause.
Mm-hmm. All
then
right.
Tomorrow, First Fridays in the Crossroads and West Bottoms. And night one of Apocalypse Meow. This one's at Mills Record Company, doors at 7. This one's free and all ages. If you're under 18, you don't have to have
a guardian angel.
A guardian angel.
Stop it.
They will have amazing raffle prizes. You guys, if you've been following their social, holy crap. It's like
win a date with Stacey Moody?
No. I didn't want to, break it, obviously.
Yeah, win a date.
Anyway, night one, they have Chris Meck and the Second Sons and the Sluts. Woo! You guys, the Sluts are awesome.
They are awesome.
They just added me on Instagram.
Aww.
Yeah. Cute. Shout out to the Sluts.
So awesome music, awesome cause. Go to that tomorrow night. Also, tomorrow night, John Cusack is going to be at the Midland for a screening of Freaking Say Anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Love John Cusack. Say Anything is my favorite John Cusack movie.
Are you going to be there?
I wish. I think it's close to being sold out, so you guys might want to get on tickets. I'm going to Apocalypse Meow tomorrow. Come on.
Oh, yeah, you're a cat lady now. This is beautiful. Welcome.
Yes.
Just wait. We've got something coming up in a couple weeks with Whiskers, the Cat Cafe. Oh, I can't wait.
What?
I'll tell you more later.
Okay.
We're doing this week right now. Stuff to do in Kansas City.
Today. Freaking Halloween, you guys.
Yeah.
So much stuff. So much stuff. I love how Kansas City celebrates Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Spooktober Fest. Screenland Armor is doing, and they've been doing it all month. They have spooky Halloween horror films at both locations. And tonight they have the original Halloween.
Oh, hell yeah.
At the Screenland Armor. And at Tapcade, they're playing Halloween 3, Season of the Witch.
Hell yeah, times two.
Also in that vein, the Apparition mm-hmm. Halloween bar is open and so badass.
Ugh. You went?
I did.
I need to go.
Oh, you guys.
I guess it's going to be tonight.
Yeah, it's so much fun. It's cool in there. The drinks are great and amazing. Halloween shows aplenty. So Westport Saloon, the Truman Record Bar, Chesterfield, Knuckleheads, the Ship. Anywhere there's live music tonight for Halloween.
All right.
You can
see a concert in your funny little outfit.
In your poop. Trick or treat events. There's Kemper Museum, Brookside Streetcar. They're giving away candy on the streetcar, guys.
Dude,
Zona Rosa. Ward Parkway Center, Legoland, and probably a billion others that I couldn't find. And then also Spooky Seas at Sea Life.
Ooh.
So if you guys can't find anything to do this weekend, you're really trying hard not to do that.
You mean just sitting on your couch depressed and
Braless.
Scrolling on your... Shut up, Stacey.
Jordan Silver on 96.5 The Buzz.
The pressure is on. We are doing the ABC game.
Ooh, yikes.
And we each have, because the Night the Bus Stole Christmas freeloader presale ends tonight at midnight. Tonight at midnight.
Oh, my God.
You can get all three shows for $19.95.
That is insane.
$19.65. Yeah, so it's a real good idea to sign up to be a freeloader, 965thebuzz.com. Get the freeloader presale code and use it. It expires tonight at midnight, and then the tickets go on sale individually for each show. So each one of us is representing a Night the Buzz Stole Christmas. I'm representing night number one, which is December 1st with Meg Myers, Kay Flay, Hembry, and more.
I've got night number two, which is Angels and Airwaves, Bad Flower, and Search and Seizure.
And I am representing Night the Buzz Stole Christmas, night three, on December 20th with Cold War Kids, Love with a Band, and She Wants Revenge. And Stakes.
So I'm not representing any of that.
Because there's only three.
And I'm the stepchild of this whole thing.
My stomach hurts.
So I have the spill canvas at the record bar on November 10th.
Cool. That's it. So the way this goes, what we're going to do is I'm going to say, this is going to be the Halloween edition of the ABC game. We're just going to go around to the left and say something Halloween-like.
Okay.
That has to do with whatever letter is yours. And depending on how many we miss.
Oh, God.
It's how many tickets we give out to this event.
Okay.
That you have, the event that you have. So really, Stacey, the pressure is not on for you to win.
Nah.
It is for us, though, because the Night the Bus Stole Christmas is a pretty hardcore show. So I will start A, Halloween's apples.
Okay.
Bobbing for apples.
B for bats.
C for candy.
D for dead.
E for... Damn it.
Oh, yes! Yes!
Fine.
You
keep
suck.
Going.
F for Frankenstein.
G for ghosts.
H for haunt.
I for...
Oh, my God, dude, really?
I don't know. Two! All right, fine.
Dude!
J for Joker.
Yeah, okay.
K for... Stacky Moody, help me out. I'll just go ahead and give myself a point
tickets.
On that one.
Nope, tickets. Got to give up a pair of tickets. Oh, damn it.
L for lantern.
M for Monster Mash.
Nice.
N for naughty nurse.
I wish I could give you tickets for that.
O for ooh.
Oh. P for pancreas.
Somebody's winning three cannabis tickets. Q for, are you serious? Q. Are you serious? What Halloween word starts with a Q? Fine. Somebody else is winning tickets to the Night Bus Stole Christmas. Show one. Go ahead.
R for really scary.
S for scary.
That's so not fair.
Chris and I are working as a team over here.
T for tonight is Halloween. Today is Halloween.
U for which is me when I'm scared.
That's a sound Frankenstein makes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
V for vampire.
Nice.
W for witches.
X for x-ray.
Y for yellow ghosts. I'm already giving out three pairs of the Night of Us Soul Christmas, all right? Yellow ghosts, they're dirty sheets, all right? You use dirty sheets.
You pee on your sheets?
Yes, keep going.
Z for zombie.
Nice. All right, so.
Oh, God, that was a good. That was a chore.
That was fun.
The first three callers right now, 5767965, score tickets to night one of the Night the Buzz Stole Christmas. Then the fourth caller scores tickets to yours, Dustin.
To night three of the Night the Buzz Stole Christmas.
And the fifth caller.
The spill canvas. You get one.
So the first five callers win tickets. Oh, okay. That was
Jordan,
a fun game.
Jordan, that was a fun game. You know why? Because you're the ghostest with the mostest.
Shut up, Stacey.
Follow Jordan Silver on Instagram at J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
Hello, caller five.
Hey.
Yeah, you just won spill canvas tickets, man.
No buzz night two?
No, God, Stacey, I am just the worst person.
Stacey didn't represent a night the buzz stole Christmas. She represented spill canvas.
Gotcha.
Do you want to go to spill canvas? Oh, my God. Did you hang up?
I think he did, dude. Hey, the Spill Canvas are a great band.
Are they?
The Spill Canvas are a great band.
Yo, I actually like the Spill Canvas,
yeah.
But it's whatever.
They haven't been a band for like 20 years.
Neither has Depeche Mode, and I'm still using theirs for Forgotten Banger, so don't even.
How are those two bands compared?
She's got a point there. Oh, I'm sweating now, so... Done with the radio.
Why can't you just love me back?
That guy hung up on Spill Canvas?
Yeah, what an idiot, right?
He's crazy.
Well, you know what? It's great that he hung up because you're getting these tickets. How's that?
Okay.
Hell yeah. Okay, what's your name?
I'm Jess.
Thank you for taking the initiative to call in, because we were like, all right, first person that calls in that wants these tickets.
I'm glad you guys did that.
Stacey, you got a dumb pun right now? No? Yes? No? Dry? Dry to puns?
Too cute to spook. If the broom fits, fly it.
Happy Halloween, everybody. Gang, gang.
Gang, gang. Gang, gang.
Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5. The Buzz.
Oops.
Whoops.
We ain't done. Thankfully, we got that time. Bonus content. Bonus content.
Bonus content.
Either that, or if anybody has been listening hard and trying to figure out who won Forgotten Bangers, my bad, we didn't do that. I just thought it was all perfect. So let's give them one more time. Let the Buzz fam know what our four songs were for Forgotten Bangers. We started with The Shins, Australia. Do a turn on, come on, set this food away. at Stacey's pick. Then we had Chris's Breakfast at Tiffany's from Deep Blue Something. And then I did the frill over my hub. And we rounded out Forgotten Bangers with Dustin's Depeche Mode, Personal Jesus. Chris has won one. Dustin has won two. Stacey has won one. I have won two. Dustin, you've got the results.
I've officially won three, bitches.
Oh, I hate you so much.
If you need your Jordan Silver and Friends fix during the weekend, check out Jordan's Instagram at Jordin Silver.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.